Linda Davis, and you have joined me in Morning Coffee Talk. Just a little about me. I love Jesus, I love coffee, and I love sharing both. So go grab your cup and let's talk. Let's just dive right into the word this morning. What I feel like the Holy Spirit is saying this morning, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about angels. And I know people get funny about angels, but the Lord just gave me this picture of angels the other day. And I just wanted to take a moment and share this with you. It's powerful to how the Lord operates. You know, angels do get dispersed in the heavenlies, and they are fighting on our behalf. When you look in the Bible to any time that angels were used by God, greatness was coming forth. And so we have to remember that, you know, our prayers in heaven, they cause God to rise up, and he disperses angels in the heavenlies on our behalf. And the Lord showed me this. You know, I saw this picture in my mind of like angels almost flying around in the sky, so to speak, flying around in the heavenlies. And there was a lot of going back and forth, and there was a lot of confusion about the angels. And a lot of times that's just how the Lord speaks to me. He gives me pictures. And so I asked the Lord, what am I seeing? You know, why do the angels, you know, that's kind of a little discomforting when it looks like the angels don't know what they're doing. You know, it's a little discomforting. But so I just asked the Lord, what are you showing me this morning? And the Lord said to me that we are confusing the angels. And so, okay. And then he just quickened me and showed me how we speak these words, right, of prayer to the Lord. We speak them to the Lord, and then he begins to move on our behalf. And so he disperses the angels on our behalf, right? The word says his angels will have charge over us, that they will stop us from even stumbling on a stone. So now the angels have been dispersed on our behalf, and they're coming to do the work of the Lord, that very thing that we petitioned the throne about. And so you can see that in the book of Daniel. And now our portion of this is that once we've petitioned the throne of God and we've asked God to move on our behalf, and he says yes, he responds with a yes to our prayer, and the angel is sent, dispersed by the Lord, and then we now, maybe a little bit of time goes by, maybe we don't understand, maybe it's not as fast, whatever, maybe a situation comes forth that it wasn't, now it doesn't look like what we've prayed, we get frustrated, we feel like God's not moving on our behalf, and now we speak against what we just prayed for. And see, the angels are moving on our words. And so now that we've spoken against, through doubt and unbelief, what we just prayed to the Lord for, and he actually said yes to it, just we haven't seen the manifestation of it. Well, now that we speak against it, the angel has to turn back. And so then the next day, we're in prayer again, and we're contending the throne of God for that very thing we're believing for. Our faith is increased again, and now the Lord's saying yes, and he disperses the angels again on our behalf, and then they're released again, and then we speak against it again in doubt and unbelief when we don't see it manifested in our timing. And so the angels have to turn back again. So there's a lot of confusion going on. As a matter of fact, I have my Bible here, and I'm going to turn to the book of Daniel really quick. And I believe it's in Daniel 3. I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to go there and look real quick. But anyhow, the point in Daniel chapter 3 is that the angels were dispersed and Daniel didn't know it. He didn't know the angels had been dispersed yet. And he just continues to pray. And I love the response. I love the response of Daniel. I mean, I'm sorry, of the angel when he goes before Daniel. And hang on, I'm still flipping to it. I love this because the moment Daniel began to pray, right? The moment you began to pray, that's the thing. A command was given. Wow. That's pretty powerful stuff right there. And I'm sorry, it's all the way up in Daniel chapter 9, not chapter 3. The moment you began praying, a command was given. That is so powerful. And so we have to remember that. The moment a command is given, right? The angel shows up to Daniel and tells Daniel that he's been fighting in the heavenlies on Daniel's behalf, on the behalf of the prayer that he sent up, right? He's been fighting on his behalf. That's so crazy. And so we got to understand the fight that takes place, the battle that's taken place on his behalf. The moment he began to pray and the battle was on and it was so intense. Okay, this is the thing we don't see in the natural so many times. It was so intense that, my goodness gracious, Michael himself needed backup. Isn't that crazy? Okay, in chapter 9, it says, you know, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the books the number of years which, according to the word of the Lord, to Jeremiah the prophet, must pass before the desolations are pronounced on Jerusalem should end. And it was 70 years. And I set my face to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God, and I made confession to the Lord my God. So he's standing in the gap for his people is what he's going on here. He's repenting for his people for what's going on here. And he continues on and on. And then down here in verse 21 of chapter 9, let's go up to verse 20. While I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy hill of my God. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, I'm sorry, it wasn't Michael, it was Gabriel, whom I had seen in the former vision being caused to fly swiftly, came near to me and touched me about the time of the evening sacrifice. And he instructed me, and he made me understand, and he talked with me. You know, I consider Gabriel to be like a five-star general angel. You know, Gabriel and Michael, they're the big guns, basically. Oh, Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and wisdom and understanding. At the beginning of your prayers, the word giving an answer went forth. And I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. Understand the vision. Consider the matter and understand the vision. And so, the moment, this is what I don't want us to miss here. The moment that Daniel began to pray, the command was sent forth. And so, that's so powerful to me. That Daniel was praying, okay, an angel shows up and tells him the moment. And then also, there's another scripture that an angel shows up talking about the battle, sharing about the battle of what's going on. Okay, so not only once, but twice. But twice. Okay? And I believe that's right here over in chapter 10. That's where he starts, you know, we call it the Daniel fast. You know, he begins to fast and pray. Okay, chapter 9, the angel comes before him. And so now Daniel's still praying. He doesn't give up praying, and he goes on this fast, and he's prayed. And on the 24th day of the first month, as I was on the bank, I'm in Daniel 10, chapter 4, of the great river, I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with pure gold of Uphaz. I'm not sure the pronunciation there. Okay, he comes and stands before Daniel, and he's there to give him strength, to give him strength. And it's just, I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. Nobody else around him saw it. And a hand touches him, and a hand strengthens him. So powerful, and he sets him upright, and he's telling him, don't fear. And this is so awesome. It's in verse 12 of chapter 10. Fear not, Daniel. And here, it's just confirming what the other angel said. From the first day that you set your mind and your heart to understand and to humble yourself, singular, before your God, your words were heard. Our words have already been heard, praise God. They were heard. And I have come, this is so good. Please grasp this. I have come as a consequence of and in response to your words. They've already been released on our behalf. Let's not confuse the work of the angels through our words. And this is what this is what the Lord was showing me just this morning when I was in prayer. And that's why I it's just so important. I really feel like it's a word that needs to be released. Last week he was showing me, don't confuse the angels. This week he was showing me, angels are being dispersed to fight on our behalf. Okay, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 21 days. The angels, they're out there fighting. Gabriel is fighting against the spirits of darkness. I call them imps, you know, the devil's workers, basically. You know, there's a great battle going on that we don't see anything about, and our words impact it. And I'm going to get to what God specifically showed me this morning in just a moment. So just hang on just a little bit longer. This is not going to be a long word this morning. So just hang on a little bit longer. Stay with me and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is telling us. This is a word for the body of Christ this morning. Okay? So one of the celestial princes came to help me, for I remained there with the king of Persia. Okay? He needed help. Okay? One of the generals of the angels of the army of God needed backup. That's how big the battle is, okay? But he was sent, remember, as a consequence of Daniel's prayers. So angels are being dispersed as consequences of our behavior, our prayers, our word, on our word. They're being dispersed. But we got to understand, the enemy does not want them reaching us. So a battle starts. And so and as we speak, and as we go forth in that new place, in that thing we don't know, as we go forth in that place we've never been before, the angel is at the gate battling what we don't see. And they're dispersed to fight on our behalf. They help us to not even stumble our foot on a stone. And see, the thing is, when we speak, when our words don't line up, when we speak against what that angel is there battling and contending and protecting for us, when we speak against it, we cause the angel to remove himself, because he moves on our words. And so he removes himself and he heads back to the throne of God. So you know what we've done when we've spoken those very words against what the angel was sent to fight on our behalf. When we do that, now we've exposed ourselves to the enemy, because the angel was dispersed from the heavenlies as a consequence of our words, as a consequence of our petition before the Lord. And now they're fighting in the heavenlies on our behalf. They're keeping it at bay, so to speak. But then, we speak against it. The angel removes themselves from the battle, removes themselves from the situation, and we have no protection. And that's when we get hit. That's when we get blindsided. So we have to understand the purpose of our words and stay in that place like Daniel did. Stay in that place of protection. They are dispersed in the heavenlies on our behalf. On our behalf, for our protection, as a consequence of our words. As a consequence of our words. They're working for us. They're sent. They're sent at the word of God as a consequence of our words petitioned to the Lord. But then our words, when our words don't line up, right? There's death and life in the tongue. When our words don't line up, then they're removed from the situation. We will not even stumble our foot because the angels will stop us. They'll protect us. So I want to encourage you this morning, and I'm looking for that scripture because I've said it several times here this morning. So I'm looking for that scripture that says we will not stumble our foot because of angels protecting us. So because I just want to confirm it with the word. I want to confirm what it is. Psalm 91. I should have known that. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Psalm 91. Praise God, right? Because he commands his angels concerning us to guard us in all our ways. Psalm 91:11. He commands his angels concerning us in all our ways. They will lift us up in their hands. They will lift us up in their hands so that we do not even strike our foot against a stone. They pick us up in their hands so that we will not stumble. Praise God. He gives his angels charge concerning us to guard us in all of our ways. And that's in Psalm 91, and it starts at verse 11 if you want to go there and read it at some point. But I promise you this, we've not gone this way before, okay? And we've got to stay in that place in the Lord, trusting, believing, having faith. Greater of those is required of us in this season, even when we don't know what's next. The angels are released to provide protection for what we are doing in the will of the Lord. And when we speak with it, they remain as a consequence of our words. When we speak against it, we've confused the angels. We've caused them to remove themselves from fighting on our behalf. We've caused them to remove themselves. We've caused them to remove themselves from guarding us in all our ways. And we, through our words, have exposed ourselves to the enemy and his plans. So this morning we say no. This morning, we say yes to God's will and God's purpose. We line up our words with every prayer and petition we put before the throne of God that has caused God to send the angels out on our behalf. The words that have caused God to cause the angels to not allow us to stumble, to not allow us to strike our foot against a stone. We line up in that place. We trust in that place. And I've got just one more scripture for you this morning. Just one more scripture that I want you to hold on to this morning. And it's in Isaiah 42. And I believe it's at verse 16. He tells us, and I'm paraphrasing it here. Go look it up. You can Google it. If you don't have a Bible, you can Google it. I will bring you a way you do not know. I think the actual scripture says the blind. I will lead the blind in a way that they did not know. In other words, what you didn't see, what you can't even see right now, just trust me that I'm going to lead you in that way. Praise God. That scripture also goes on to say, I will cause them to walk in paths that they have not known. Hallelujah. He's going to cause us to walk in paths we have not known. And I will make darkness light before them and the crooked things straight. He's making the way. He's clearing the path. Thank you, Father. And he's increasing our volume of light. He's increasing our volume of light. You know, when I was in prayer this morning, the Lord showed me this. You know, we have a light bulb, right? And we might have 40 watt light bulb. And it's good. It's decent, right? We can see around the room. It's pretty good. You know, we can see what's there. But when we take that 40 watt bulb out and we put a 100 watt bulb in there, wow, how much better can we see? That's what the Lord's saying. I'm increasing your light. And this is the truth. 100-watt bulb cost more to be powered than a 40-watt bulb. So we got to be willing. We got to understand it's going to cost. We've got to understand the angels are dispersed in the heavenlies on our behalf. We've got to understand they're on guard for us, guarding us in all our ways. We've got to understand we cannot speak against it. When we do, we expose ourselves to the enemies. And I want to close with this. I want to end with this. I want to encourage you with this. In Isaiah 42, in that scripture I was reading, again, I believe it's verse 16, it ends off with this. These things will I do, says the Lord, and I will not forsake them. Praise God, he will not forsake us. He's walking with us, shoulder to shoulder with this. He's expecting us to step. He's expecting us to do. He's expecting us to go, but he is shoulder to shoulder with us. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you today. Do not confuse the angels. And remember, like Daniel, as a consequence of our words, they are being dispersed to fight on our behalf. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And if it's been a minute, as they say, pray for strength. Because you will be strengthened in the Lord. And you all have a blessed day. Go forth. Be encouraged. God's got you. He's heard it. He sees you. And right now, he's leading you in a way you do not know. He's causing you to walk on a path you have not known before. He's increasing your light, and he's increasing the light around you to expose the darkness, to cause those crooked paths to become straight. And he is not forsaking you. Now go forth in the name of the Lord.